How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. This is actually part two of three of an interview I did with Steve Wachuta, a personal trainer and fitness business coach from Truly Fit. In this episode, we go more into functional training and actually training for injury prevention, which is very important, not only for athletes, but for everyone, especially being over 40. So if you're interested, stay tuned. If you want to catch up, go back an episode.
Steve, we wanted to talk about full training for injury prevention versus kind of the vanity style, which a lot of us did in our 20s, just trying to get the bigger bodies and, or even for sports, just pushing as much as you can to get the best what you want. But I think that I kind of preach the same thing you do about just over 40. It's just, unless you're getting paid millions of dollars to do this anymore, what are you doing? You're just destroying your body. It's just so much more beneficial to be injury preventative and more go towards that end game in life.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think it's not purposeful. I think people are naive. They just don't know any better. They don't understand what's going to happen. They're not doing it because they know. They're doing it because they don't know. And I don't know when this is going to air, but you know, we're a few days before the Super Bowl is coming out. Famous coach Bill Parcells, football coach, said the best ability is availability. That's what we want. Later into life, if we want to be available to do things, whether it's go maybe fly across the country to watch your kid play in a softball tournament or go walk the streets of Rome, you want to be able to move around and walk and do the things you want to do late into life. If you're going to save your money and retire, why not treat your body like your finances and your bank account and make sure that you can do the things late into life to use that money? That's sort of what I preach to a lot of my clients. So my training style isn't a heavy Olympic lifting. It's not doing sets of three and four. It's not doing exercises that are potentially dangerous. Now, granted, I don't train athletes. So I'm training people who are a little bit older, but I have to convince some people, especially let's say older males who are used to just, hey, I want to go in the squat rack and I want to do a flat barbell bench press and say, this isn't always for you, especially at heavy weights. We have to worry about range of motion and flexibility, moving your body in what I consider the seven central movements, push, pull, hinge, lunge, squat, rotate. Right, we have to make sure we're in all of these planes of motion because that's what our body is built to do. And I think getting the general public to understand that and to say, hey, I know you may think that when you look online, you see these people doing the curls and the squats and moving in one plane of motion, that it's great. But a lot of them are 22. You're not. You're 42. Your body doesn't work like theirs. And we have to start training for old age, in a sense.
Yeah. And plus those 20-year-olds on Instagram and everything, you don't know what they're on to be able to get that size. And I understand whatever people think about that kind of stuff, but you can't be preaching that to someone over 40 thinking they could still get to that size without drugs or high PEDs or whatever.
Yeah. And that's for men and women, I think. And Brad, you could speak to this too, because you know, you've been in a lot of gyms and you've watched a lot of people. If you're 21 and 22 and 23, everything works for you. It doesn't matter what you do, just because of the level of hormones in your body and how young you are, you could pretty much eat and train any way you want and you're going to see results. When you're 44, that's not the case. When you're 54, that's not the case. So 23-year-old giving a 53-year-old information isn't always the best thing. So I try to help younger trainers. I'm not somebody who's like saying don't have a younger trainer, but it does help if you're in your 40s and 50s and 60s to have a trainer that has either worked with a lot of the older population before or is themselves older because they understand the body a little bit more and how it changes as you age.
Yeah. Some of my favorite clients to work with are sadly the ones that have had previous injuries. I hate to say that, but when they come in, they're so much more humbled. They've given up that past and that mindset of being vain, and they really just want to be functionally fit, feel good. And that's what I'm all about. I had the same kind of thing. My 20s and 30s had a kind of back injury that was really bad and recovered from that. So it just made me even more better of a trainer, I think. But now I can help them with that right mindset. Now we can do so much. And my game plan is the same thing. Everything, just take it slow. You got plenty of time. But the main thing is we cannot get injured. So,
well, just like your uncle forewarned you to say, hey, you might want to watch out if you're going to expand at this rapid of a rate. You had to go off and do it on your own. And you had to say, you know what? I want to see if I can do it. And that's the same thing in fitness, unfortunately, is that you can warn people as much as they want, but until they get injured, until they have that, what I call that aha moment and go, you know what? This isn't going to work for me. Sometimes you could say it as much as you want and they have to go through it.
Yeah. Do you think if you could travel back in time and talk to your 21-year-old self that you would even listen to yourself?
No, I don't. I don't. I think
I wouldn't.
Yeah. I think you have to live and learn it. I do think, though, that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to pass on good information, because I do think there are some people that listen, and I think you're more likely to listen once it's happened to you and you've had that information and it all comes together in a big soup and you say, oh, you know what? Yeah, this does make sense, because some people will continue to go at it. And they'll say, no, this is the only way. And eventually you have to come to grips that our bodies are fighting against us as we get older. That doesn't mean we should give up. That just means we have to work smarter, not harder, as they say.
Yep, exactly. I preach the same stuff. I just think nowadays, fitness, health and wellness is like just growing so rapidly. It's on podcasts, TV shows, on YouTube everywhere. I mean, you see gyms everywhere, which, you know, didn't really help me out doing the brick and mortar business, but it's still good to see that there's that action. When we were younger, we didn't see that kind of stuff too. So I think people are listening just because it's everywhere. So that is good. So I think the younger population will probably do a little bit better than what we did, but
yeah, you know, just... No, I agree. And it's, people are way more into fitness now than they've ever been. Numbers show that. And obviously just the day-to-day life, we can see that, but both we share the same concern. I'm hoping that it's just a phase where the 20-year-olds are focused on vanity and it doesn't really control their lives, or it doesn't shape the way that they think about exercise moving forward. Because ultimately, exercise should be about your health benefits and all the other benefits are secondary. So it's great that you might look good in your bathing suit, but that should become second to health and fitness. Now, some of our clients, that's what they come to us for. They might say, hey, Brad, I got a wedding in 3 months. I need to lose 7 pounds. I want to look really good in my dress. Or, hey, Brad, I'm going on a beach trip in the Caribbean. I want to make my chest and shoulders look bigger when I'm there. That's fine. Ultimately, that's fine. We'll do the things for them that give them those results. But in the meantime, we're also helping them get healthier. And we have to explain to them, hey, putting your shoulders bigger, but that doesn't mean we're not concerned with your cardiovascular health and your overall health and what you're eating. And your long-term health and wellness should always be the number one goal. And all these vanity goals should be secondary.
Yeah. I do the same style of training too. If someone's motivated for that one body part or for that one trip, that's fine. But as long as you let me create the baseline of all the functional work, balance, making all the joints and everything, then we put an extra little focus on what you're talking about. So same thing. Steve, what about training people in person versus like online? Like how much are there certain types of clients that you just can't train online because either injuries or something else where you need to be in person?
Yeah, that's a great question. I personally don't think I would train, let's say, like a high school athlete online. So if an 18-year-old who says, hey, I want to play linebacker for my high school football team, I weigh 215 pounds, he probably does need heavier weights, right? Ultimately, mm-hmm. He's an explosive athlete. He's going to need to do some sort of maybe more power-based movements with heavy weight. That's really difficult to do online. Number one, you can't spot your client. Number two, it's hard to see form. And really, the most important thing is the equipment. Is he going to have access to a gym? Maybe, but am I going to have access to a gym? How am I supposed to demonstrate those movements from my house unless I have all that same equipment? So for me personally, I wouldn't work with, let's say, a high-level athlete or a younger athlete who has those goals of putting on a lot of muscle virtually. Now, if they know what they're doing, I guess what you can do virtually is write them out a program, send them to the weight room, make sure they have a partner that can spot them and do whatever, and then they just check in with you remotely online and say, hey, I wasn't able to get 215 for 8 reps. I got it for 6 reps and yada. And you could advance their program that way. But actually flipping on the camera Zoom, like you and I are right now, Brad, and watching them do the exercise, for me, I need to be able to demonstrate some of those movements. So I buy equipment, let's say like I have a TRX in my house. I have dumbbells, maybe up to 20 or 25. I have what's called a bender ball and a Pilates ring and some bands and some simple equipment, a step. And that's the equipment that I make my clients purchase so that when I'm seeing them virtually, that I can work with them easier.
Yeah. I think for certain people that have injuries or recovering from injuries, or they think that something's wrong with their shoulder, I typically like to, and if they're not anywhere close, I typically like to send them to like a physical therapist just for an assessment. That way you just get the full body done, because it's really hard online to, you can check form and all that, but sometimes they won't even give you the feedback that you need of what's going on. So I usually like that just to do a kind of CYA for me and then get the results from the therapist and then proceed.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's the best way to go about it. Whenever there's an injury, it's really hard to diagnose as a trainer. We really shouldn't be diagnosing anyway. And if you were going to diagnose from afar, it's even more difficult, right? Yeah. Being able not to like palpate and touch and see what's going on and really get that good feedback from your client back. So I think it always best to send them up the ladder to another expert who deals in that. And like you said, it's a CYA for us, but it's also a networking thing.
Yeah.
So you network with that physical therapist or the sports medicine doctor or the orthopedic doctor, and that helps you build your business as well long-term.
Yep, absolutely. I'm huge in the networking as well, just locally and, you know, now because of podcasting everywhere.
Yeah.
Steve, how can my audience find you if they're interested either in the, if there's any personal trainers or fitness professionals listening or just clients that are looking for a little extra help, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just directly at my Instagram. It's just at Steve Washuta. Very simple, StevWashuta. You could also go to fitnessbusiness101.com and reach me through there. And then my podcast, you can reach out to me at any time or give my podcast a listen. That's just Truly Fit, TrulyFit. So Truly Fit is the marketing arm of the app. I came up with the Truly Fit podcast so that I could do what I'm doing now, meet great trainers like Brad and general population to say, hey, I know what I'm doing in the industry. My goal is to help people, both the general population get healthier and personal trainers to build their business. And I want to build this app. And in the meantime, I want to get out there and meet people, both in the general population who are struggling and both great personal trainers with great ideas like you, Brad, and then build a nice network for the app when it launches.
Yeah, that's awesome. My audience always knows I'll put in those links anyways in the podcast description, so I can just click on it. But I love doing the same type of stuff with what you're saying. I go on other podcasts and YouTube of other health and wellness professionals, and I sit there and binge just because I love seeing what everyone else is doing. I pick up new things. I don't even want my own audience to just sit here and listen to me day in, day out. Expand your horizon. Go listen to other people like Steve. So that's awesome. Steve, I just want to thank you for being on the show, and I can't wait to be on yours in a couple of weeks.
So I just wanted to check in with you real quick. Are you tired of feeling lost and overwhelmed in your fitness journey? Let me introduce you to a game-changing offer that will transform your life. For a limited time, I'm offering the first 5 people a free 3-month online coaching program. Imagine having a personal coach by your side every step of the way, guiding and supporting you. With my program, you'll receive 2 30-minute Zoom coaching sessions every month for 3 months, where you'll have the opportunity to ask questions, get feedback, and receive personalized advice that's tailored to your individual needs and lifestyle. But that's not all. You'll also receive a personalized workout strategy, a diet plan that is specifically designed to help you achieve your fitness goals. No more guesswork or confusion about what types of workouts are best for you. With my guidance, you'll know exactly what to do and get the results you want. And let's not forget about accountability. I'll be there to keep you on track and motivated so you can achieve your goals faster than ever before. Don't let uncertainty or confusion hold you back any longer. Take advantage of this amazing opportunity to jumpstart your fitness journey and transform your life. Click in the show notes now to claim your spot in my free coaching program. Together, we'll make your fitness dreams a reality.